Your footnotes and bibliography are where you include the full details of the sources you've used. The elements that are needed include the author of the work you're referring to. The author or authors can be one or more person or an organization. You then need to include the title of the work you are quoting or paraphrasing. The date of publication or of last edit needs to be included. If it is a website, you will also need to include the access date. And finally, but not least, you need to include information about where and how the item can be found. This will depend on what type of materials it is. So for a book, you will need to include the publisher. For a journal article, you will need to include the name of the journal in which the article was written, as well as the volume, issue, and page numbers on which to find the article. For websites, you will need to include the URL. Note that if you find a journal article or a book online, which is also available in print from library search, for example, that you can treat it in the same way as you would a print book or journal article. You do not need to specify that you have used the online version. The next few slides will look at where you can find the elements you need to reference a book, journal article, and website, and it will also show you how to put all of these elements together in your reference list and footnotes. Citing the law is different, and the next slides will also explain how to cite cases and legislation.